K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Mate, here we are. Another week to do this podcast. We got a bit to get through today. There's a bit going on.
Huge show on the podcast. You're lucky to be here.
And we're almost coming to the end of the year. Are we going to Are we going to do a Christmas special podcast?
Oh.
We never have in the past.
Yeah, because of laziness.
Yeah. And I reckon this year might be exactly the same thing. We'll play it by ear, though. We're not going to promise anything.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's the best way to be. It's a surprise.
You know what? We've never actually had a year off to enjoy Christmas.
We're not going to have a year off.
Oh, no. Yeah, a week. We haven't even had a week off. We haven't had a week before.
But I don't mind the idea of a year off. We'll see how we go.
It could be good. Hey, look, coming up on the podcast, I'm going to tell you about an item that we all really need to be careful with. I wanted to get one. But after seeing what has happened, I might steer clear of it.
Also on the podcast, I'm going to tell you about someone that tried to take a photo with an animal or a fake animal that didn't go the way they had planned.
Enjoy the podcast.
Now, I'm not sure if this is a new thing, but it's certainly something that I haven't seen before.
Right, okay.
And it's something that I think if I'm it's a big risk on my part. Just telling you about it means that it may become a part of your day-to-day.
I like it.
But I don't.
Okay.
And I'm not really about it, but, you know, we differ on this subject quite a bit.
I can't believe you're going to tell me then.
You're right. Actually, I'd play a song. A Springer Spaniel.
Type of dog?
Type of dog.
Yeah.
Springer Spaniel. Not sure what a Springer Spaniel is.
No, neither do I.
No, half Cock Spaniel.
Yeah. Don't know what the spring bit
half
would be.
Half Jerry Springer.
No, definitely not. Come on. Give it to me.
It has been filmed guzzling down a puppuccino.
Oh, yeah.
Puppuccino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, did you not know these were a thing?
Okay, so they're a thing, are they?
The puppuccinos.
Didn't know about them. So, I haven't seen them before.
So I've seen them on Instagram. A few cafes that I follow do them for dogs. But my concern is, at the end of the day, it's a bit of frothed milk.
Well, this one is whipped cream and sugar.
Oh. See,
dairy doesn't agree with the big boy.
At the moment, we've been getting wags like dog ice cream. This dog ice cream in a tub. Anyway.
Again, something we differ on completely.
But I just don't think it sits well with his guts, or he's either eating it too fast and it gets his tummy a little bit.
If it's dog ice cream, it's not dairy.
Well, I don't know what it is then. But it must be sugar or something in it.
So if, okay, let's say, for example, they started making puppuccinos and it was pumpkin soup.
Yeah.
Would you go and buy one?
100%.
You reckon?
Yeah. Or do we know how much the puppuccinos are?
Oh, probably about $3. Because it's a bit of nothing, really.
See, that hurts. Because I remember back in the day when I was a child, the baby chinos, the bubbuccinos, they were free. You get charged for frothed milk now for a child.
You know what?
That is ridiculous, though, isn't it?
As soon as you said that, in my mind, I've thought to myself, Andy walking up to a cafe with $3 in his hand, he's got wags in his hand, he maybe have a small child with him as well, if you ever choose to have that in your life, and you say, oh, I'll have a bubbuccino and a puppuccino, thanks. Oh, $6. I've got to pay for both. And then you would look at the dog, you would look at your kid, just the puppuccino, thanks. A young lady in New Zealand has really chortled my sides here. And what I mean by that is I'm laughing at what she's done. She has caught her boyfriend cheating on her, which is an awful thing to do.
Not ideal.
You bloody lowlife.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, I guess in a normal world, you would, you know, abuse him.
I'd imagine there would be some
heated words.
Yeah, some heavy
words.
How
could you do this to me?
Maybe some phone throwing.
Yeah.
Maybe some clothes.
Get out of my
wardrobe. Yeah. Catch you later, mate.
Hate
ya.
You don't speak to me again.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
God, I'm over you.
Yep.
Can't believe you do this.
See you later.
So what she's decided to do is quite funny. Instead of doing that, and, you know, TikTok platform.
Yep.
Great. She's taken all his keys. So things like his car keys, his house keys, his keys to the safe.
Yep.
And she's put them on individual
key rings,
keychains,
yep.
Yeah, key rings. Have labelled them what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Have I guess detailed phone numbers on there, any personal details, and has taken a bit of a road trip by herself. And she has filmed herself at various locations near the ocean, forests, kissing them in the car and just going...
Throwing them away.
I don't reckon that that's that bad, though.
If you gave me your keys and I just could throw them anywhere...
Yeah.
You don't think that's annoying?
It's annoying, but I've got a spare car key.
No, I've taken them.
Not all of my keys.
She's taken all of his keys.
He would have spare keys somewhere else.
And she would know about that, and she's taken it.
I love that. Okay, I'm coming back now. Okay. I'm back now. The most annoying one would be the car key.
Exactly right. Even the house key, because it's not like a bank card
where
you can go, oh, cancel my card, I just need a new one. How do you sort that out?
You'd have to get a locksmith out.
You have to change all your locks.
Yeah. That, you know what? That
you is, come around. I hate so much. And she's played 4D chess here. She's thought about how next level she can go with this. Yeah. And she's locked. He's locked her out of his life.
Yeah.
She's now locked him out.
That is brilliant.
Take that.
That is brilliant. So she's literally got the last laugh here.
Exactly right.
You go have fun with this new little lover on the side, but have fun trying to catch up with her because you don't have any keys. Sucker! Benny, I am a law-abiding citizen. Honestly, haven't been in trouble with the law, Victorian Police, for quite some time.
Although they got you that one time.
No. That was parking in a no-standing zone.
No.
What was the... Oh.
When you were 18.
That was when I was 18.
I've got you.
I've grown up a lot since then. No, that. Well, in terms of road safety, I have grown up. But this one really irrits me. Police in Australia have fined a man for driving without a licence.
Does that irk you, does it? Well, we need a licence, mate.
Just you wait. And officers have confiscated his unusual vehicle.
This is Andy talking right now, Victorian Police, if you're listening. Andy.
Well, Swan Hill Police officers stopped a 25-year-old man for driving a motorised cooler on the sidewalk. Now, have you seen those Eskies that have been converted into scooters?
They do look like little scooters. Scooters is the word I'd use, like a little Vespa.
No, they're not as big as a Vespa.
I know they're not as big as a Vespa. They're as big as the cooler that you've made it out of. But they look like a Vespa. You sit on it and you're like very upright. It's not like a motorbike where you're leaning forward.
Yeah. It looks brilliant.
Looks brilliant.
Not at one stage does it look dangerous at all. A photo was posted on Facebook by police showing the blue cooler on a metal platform with four wheels, an engine and handlebars.
Okay, can I have a look at it?
Yeah. You can pull it up on our little spreadsheet.
And that's fair. That's so fair.
And like, it does not look dangerous at all. It's actually even got like little roller wheels at the back so the bike can't flip.
So this was going to be my question. I've seen them where... So this isn't a vehicle with a place to put your Esky.
What do you mean?
So you could take the Esky out and ride this around.
Correct.
I've seen them where it's just the Esky with wheels in them. And I've always wondered where the motor goes.
Oh.
But this has an external motor.
Yeah.
Where you literally... And like a little wheeler at the back just in case you do a little...
Mono or whatever. Mono. Keeps you safe.
But this would genuinely have his packed lunch in there.
Wow. Well, I don't know if you'd be packing your lunch in there. I think you'd be putting something more than a packed lunch in there.
24 stubbies. What do you have for lunch?
Very good. Okay, Police also shared a photo of the motorised cooler being loaded onto a large tow truck to be towed away. They impounded it for 30 days.
Oh, that's a bit much.
And they also gave a fine to the 25-year-old for driving it. That is a joke. Like, you can't be doing that.
It is a bit of a joke, but, you know, obviously they got it back to the station, beers all around, all that sort of stuff.
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Obviously we're joking.
Yeah, clearly, guys.
Great job, police. Look, we all love a holiday. Oh, we love a holiday where you can get out, take some photos, see the world. You love it.
I'm hanging. I've still got a boys' trip to Bali.
For your 30-year-old.
Yeah. We're now all 31. Yep. And we got told the other month that our money that we paid for our villa, we're not seeing.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
So it would have been $700 each, I think. So there's someone over in Bali that's doing all right off eight blokes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
Nehemias Chipada, 68. Was visiting a Mayaview amusement park in the Cayguan de Oro city
in the island of Mindano. You've done well to stay with me if you've stayed with me.
I was going to say, you've done a good job to get through whatever that was because I wasn't sure.
Now, the amusement park is littered
with
animals.
So what country are we in?
I think we're in the Philippines.
Okay.
Pretty sure we're in the Philippines.
Yep.
Look, holidays are always fun because you get like the awkward selfies. Like people always post their photos to the internet. They're showing them off to the world.
Yeah.
And this gentleman was no different. So he got into a position to take a photo. So they've got like animals all around the park and they've got like the plastic animals as well. So like you can just, you know, pose with them, whatever, take a photo.
Cool.
And he's posed down, very awkward photo, next to a crocodile. Unfortunately, it wasn't a fake one.
Oh, you're kidding.
And Snappy was hungry, boys and girls.
Hang on. Surely that is fenced off, though, behind a real crocodile.
Well, I'm not sure.
Hang on.
Snappy was hungry.
Oh, my goodness.
The crocodile lunged at his arm and dragged him into the water. Now we are giggling because he is okay.
It's fine. Why is there a giant tortoise there?
Yeah, I think that was the fake one. I think that's the fake animal.
Okay, that starts to make a bit more sense. Although, it looks as though there was a fence behind it, if I'm looking at that giant swimming pool.
Yeah, it does look like he has jumped in.
Yeah, so I would almost say karma.
A little bit. The 68-year-old, mind you, was taken to the medical center with puncture wounds and fractures to his arms and thighs. There were no advisors warning them not to enter the enclosure because people just assumed...
You wouldn't jump in. Yeah, especially, I can't imagine you would not see that crocodile in such a small swimming pool.
You're probably pretty aware of it.
Goodness.
I'm not great at distinguishing plastic animals from real animals, but when they start moving, I do start asking questions.
Yeah, you're going to get out of the way pretty fast. Fair to say, old mate, maybe wasn't as mobile in his older years is what he could have been when he was younger. But going off his footwear, I'm surprised you couldn't run a bit faster. What do you call them? Whatever they are, they're fashionable.
Sandals, something.
Nah, I don't know. You've probably got a pair though anyway.
Yeah, none of those. Anyway, bad luck, mate.
Yeah.
Mate, you're on.
Oh, you are on today.
And I tell you what, this is going to make you take a seat. I love it. I love when I'm right. And I'm right a lot. And I still love it.
I love when you're wrong, though.
Oh, when I'm wrong.
Because you'll try and push that you're still right.
I'm stubborn as. Stubborn as they come.
Yeah.
And it will take my last breath until I go, okay.
All right, you got me.
I'm getting better.
Do you reckon?
I apologize more now than I ever have.
Yeah, but I think your apologies are more sorry for making you feel that way.
No, it's not.
It's never apologizing for your behavior.
No, it's not sorry for making you feel that way. It's sorry that
if
you feel that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
I'm not owning that I made you feel that way. I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry that you've reacted that way.
Oh, so I'd argue that you're not getting better at all.
Well, it's better than what I used to be.
Just nothing.
What? They're upset.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
University of Arizona, they've done a research. They've analysed 24,000 pet dogs.
Yeah, all right. Good study.
Great study. And they have found that if you feed your dog once a day, they are less likely to develop age-related conditions. So if you only feed them once a day at their dinner meal or their breakfast meal, whatever they're doing, so you don't overfeed them.
But I would argue you'd be overfeeding them if you only feed them once a day.
How's that overfeeding them?
Well, because Wags, he's a year old.
Yeah.
And he's 30 kilos. He's meant to have like 5 cups of food a day.
Yeah, so you're overfeeding him. He's going to get age-related diseases.
So we do 2.5 for breakfast, 2.5 for dinner.
Hang on a minute. Are you taking this as that you're allowed to give him all the food that he gets in a day just as one meal?
Yeah.
No, they're saying that you shouldn't give them meals all through the day.
Oh, yeah, we don't. We just do breakfast and dinner.
You just said you give him 5 meals.
So he's meant to have 5 cups and we break the cup. That's what the bag says.
And this
is what dog food bag.
Well, this research has said you're overfeeding your dog and he's going to get age-related conditions.
No, so what are the age-related conditions?
Could be gastrointestinal, I can't say that. orthopedic, can be liver disorders. Lots of stuff that they're getting older and because they've been overfed.
Not buying into
it. Like your dog.
No. Not buying into that.
Not buying
all.
Into a study.
Yeah.
You can't not buy into a study.
24,000 dogs, it's not enough for me for a study number.
They can get cancers, there's skin conditions, it could be dental and oral hygiene, kidney and urine, liver, pancreas, lots of different things. So they're saying that your dog should be fed once a day, at most could be twice.
No.
But they're saying that dogs that being fed twice daily were experiencing worse health outcomes as a result of being fed more, not more often.
Nah, don't like it. I want to put it to you this way. So Wags last night, he had his dinner and then he was floating around me. So I gave him some pizza as well. He's
You're overfeeding your dog.
But let me put it to you.
Ice cream on your stomach's a bit much.
How would you like it if you were told you could only eat once a day?
If I was told, all right, I'll reverse your question.
Yeah.
If I was told I'd eat only once a day but live another 5 years, I'd take that.
No, you wouldn't.
Life is lovely.
Mate.
And you're going to put your dog into... What? Green your pasture. Green your...
Oh,
green your pasture.
You are a dog. Here we go, mate. The podcast is just about done, but we do have time to squeeze this in.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
And you've got the thought of the week here.
Mm.
Who decides prices?
Oh my goodness, that is great.
Soy lattes.
Yeah.
Why am I paying an extra 50 cents?
Yeah. Who was the first person to say, right, a large skinny latte with an extra shot's going to set you back $5.50?
Exactly.
Because why?
The margins on that.
Huge.
Ridiculous. Like, you can buy a bag of coffee for $20.
Yeah.
And that'll make 50 to 60 coffees.
I've saved you $150.
Oh, if you make your coffees at home. But it just crossed my mind walking through the shops the other day, and I was just like, who decided how much this cost?
Oh.
Like, at what point? Because I understand people listening to this going, well, they have to make money.
Yeah.
I understand that. But at what point did they say that's enough to make? Because they're not making 1 cent more. That's silly.
Yeah.
You know, they're making dollars or $2 more.
We need to come up with a brand new product that everyone wants.
Game changer.
And we dictate price.
I'm glad you're thinking that part. Now we just need to think of the idea.
Yeah. Leave it with us.
Yep. Next week we'll have one.
See ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.